Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And Tony, to be brutally frank, this is Puff of Smoke.
Count more killers, give me coffin nails. A bigger red man and it's just a pill. It's all I want, it's all I need. I'm in love and I can't breathe. She's burning down. This ain't no joke. This I'm going out in a puff of smoke. Come on, love, like it, baby, now give me a light. Burn out the day, burn out the night. Cause, baby, I'm a winner of a lucky strike. And I don't give a damn if I'm wrong or right. Just burn it down. This ain't no joke. I'm going out in a puff of smoke. Every moment, every minute, every day, every night. Just sit back and I'll watch you burn. Just burn it down. This ain't no joke. Cause I'm going out in a puff of smoke.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There's a band from the US called Brutally Frank and a track called Puff of Smoke from their latest album. I'm loving that band. I know I spoke about them a fortnight ago. I'm just absolutely loving them. And that has got every component part of a punky radio song. It's punk, it's psychobilly, it rocks, it's catchy. It's got brutal vocals, terrific guitar in it. Well, it would be brutal. It's Brutally Frank. I didn't find out whether the lead singer is called Frank or not. It might be Brutal Frank and he might be brutally vocalising. Anyway, whatever it is, I love them and I'd love to see them live. I think they'd be fantastic live. Make sure you check them out if you can. One way to do that would be to go by their website, which is...
BrutallyFrank.com.
No, Brutally-Frank.com or Brutally-Frank.com if you're one of those people. Paulie being set one, Tony nil. Tony, have you got any favourite jokes?
Favourite jokes? No.
Oh, that's a shame, because this is a section of the show and I like to read out a joke or a poem sent by a listener, but we've had none. If you have a joke for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem for us, send me an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. However, I do have a little joke for you, because I was hanging about my little nephew Matthew, so I'm going to say little, he's about nine now or something, and we were playing Lego and that, and you know, it's cool, it was my idea.
Okay.
And then he suddenly brought up superheroes, because he was angry that he picked up one of the Lego blokes he'd got and goes, what's the point of this bloke, he's only got a spanner. I went, well, he's the helpful one. He goes, no, look, these other ones. He goes, this is Firebird, this is a Jedi, this is Spider Lego, whatever it is, and all that. They're all amazing. I said, trust me, you walk up behind someone, hit them on the head with that, with a spanner, they'll know about it. And he goes, right, but then he mentioned Batman. I said, and I don't understand why Batman's got bat everything, hasn't he? And Matthew said, yeah, the only thing he hasn't got, that Matthew hasn't got of Batman, is the bat's boat. I went, fair enough, you haven't got the bat boat. I said, but what about if Spanner Man had everything? So he had like the Spanner car, the Spanner boat. And then I was just reminded of my favourite Batman joke, which is, how does Robin tell Batman his dinner's ready?
dinner, Batman.
Dinner, Batman. Yeah, I know. And I was really laughing as I started saying it to him. And he really laughed. It was really nice. I don't normally make him laugh with my jokes. He's a bit like audiences. So, yeah, that is my favourite Batman joke. So you've got a joke anyway out of me, and you've got nothing. So we're going, so my joke's better than your joke by default, because you haven't got a joke.
This is true, yeah.
But you have got the rest of the show to think of a favourite joke. It's only fair.
I've never been very good at telling jokes.
It doesn't matter, you still have a favourite one. Have a favourite one, tell it badly. Next track, Tone, next track on the show this week. Band called the Dustaphonics, played them quite a lot before, and they've got a new album out right now called Big Smoke London Town. Some terrific songs on it. The lead singer's got a brilliant voice. Hello to Ivan, the guitar player and Dustaphonic mastermind, who I've had the good fortune to meet on several occasions. Loving this new album. Completely different from the last track, but hey, that's what happens on Punky Radio, isn't it, Tony?
That's right.
That's right. However, I want you to find out more about the Dustaphonics, and how can you do that? Via their Facebook page, Tony.
Facebook.com/Dustaphonics.
No, Facebook.com/TheDustaphonics. And I am cheeky, because I knew if I kept saying The Dustaphonics that you'd think to drop the V, because I'm an evil genius. Anyway, Paulie Bean instead too, Tony Neil, and this is Back to Mono. Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dustaphonics, Back to My... We will probably play one more track of that album. I think that's the third or fourth one we've played so far. Do make sure that you check it out. It's called Big Smoke London Town. Absolutely brilliant album. Great band, great live outfit. I'm finding myself saying great live band for every band this week. I'm not. I will give up. Some of them I haven't seen before, but I imagine they're great bands live, because we wouldn't play them otherwise. It's probably paid. No, sir, no. Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
You know, I'd almost forgotten about that.
I actually love it. I actually love it. I go around singing it to myself. It's a different version of our original. They've changed the chord structure and everything on it.
Yeah, they've harmonised it.
Yeah, because the proper one is Facebook, Facebook, la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, la 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 la. But they just made something beautiful.
Yeah.
And thank you to Paulie B and his missus for going to the trouble to make that, presumably in the kitchen.
That's right. I hope she maybe she even listens now. Just a heads up.
Well, who knows? But anyway, I'm loving it. If you hate that, do get in touch with us.
Yeah, you can do it via... Let us know via Facebook. Easy.
Yeah.
Just go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Tell us what you think. We've got a couple of comments this week, mostly just in reply to last week's show. First up from Joseph Saborg, who says, great show. Thank you very much, Mr. Saborg.
Yeah, cheers, Joe.
Which band was he from again?
Scanner, I think.
Scanner, right. And Ashley Weeks, who just says, thanks, Punky Radio, because obviously we paid him last week.
Yeah, cheers, Ashley. He was also very good at retweeting us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Ashley Weeks. We will try and play some more for you in the future because I like what you're doing, my friend.
Excellent. And there's a band posted called Frau Blucher. It's a female-fronted punk band. You can download their free download, so you can download their EP. Do check that out. Get our Facebook page.
Yeah, do you know what? I feel a little bit guilty here because they sent us a message as well, and I said I can't be bothered to download it. Send me an MP3, or you're out of luck. I didn't mean it like that, but yeah, as much as we're quite happy for you to post free downloads on the Punky Radio page, it's brilliant. It means the listeners get free music. If you want to be played on the show, you need to save me the bother of doing any work at all. So you need to send us MP3s through to paulieb@punkyradio.com and they get on the show.
Yeah, you've got to do a little bit of work and we'll do the rest of the work. That's the way it works.
Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely, bloody lootly.
That is it for Facebook.
So that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
And you had actually forgotten about that, had you?
I really had, yeah. I was just getting ready to start singing.
I think, Tony, you need a mindset evolution.
Yeah.
prairie dogging.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Mindset Evolution, heavy rock from Peoria, which is just outside of Washington, D.C., and which is a place I have been to.
Okay.
So cool. Peoria must be in Virginia, I think, just south of Washington. And a little bit... I feel a bit guilty about every time we play a heavy rock or metal track, I actually make a point of saying this is heavy rock or metal, not like what we'd usually play, because it actually is now, because we play a track at least every other week. And thank you to heavy rockers and metalers for sending stuff through. I know we've got a lot of metal listeners listen to this show, and they like when a bit of that pops up. So, shut up, Paul. What is Mindset Evolution's website?
MindsetEvolution.com.
It is. Tony Wong, Paulie B in Internet 2. You're back in the game. You're back in the room. You're back in the saddle. You're back doing well. And now, here's the bit I look forward to every week when I say, Tony, did you do anything last week?
No, I did a bit more tiling. I don't know what was about it. Oh, well, on Saturday we went shopping. Went to Cheshire Oaks, Ellesmere Port.
Why?
Steph wanted to go shopping, and I decided to go. And there's a place to eat up there, so I went and got myself some grub. I had some nice ribs at TGI Fridays. Very tasty.
You know how to live, don't you?
I rock.
What kind of Ellesmere Port? I don't know. Let's go to the Wirral.
Yeah.
That's where Ellesmere Port is.
It is.
On the Wirral. I know my geography. I didn't do anything nearly as good as that. I just went to Oslo. Okay. Had a brilliant time, by the way. Friday night the show was great. Saturday night the show was hilariously great. Really good to bump into a load of mates and a load of Norwegian comics as well, because we had different ones on each night. We had a little bit of a problem in that... the show's on a Friday and Saturday night. It's normally fairly even, but on this occasion, far less people came to the Friday show than the Saturday show. And after the Saturday show, some of the people that came along accused it of being a fire risk. That's absolute nonsense, because it didn't set on fire. So it was just a risk. One bad thing that happened, though, I managed to browbeat the boss of the venue into... into getting a new PA system for us, and he got one of these little PA systems that kind of one of these like suitcase ones, do you know what I mean, when the speakers sit on the side of it. They're really cool. It's just what we need. It's absolutely brilliant. It's great. And at the end of the night, when I was packing it up, I just got it in the case and I turned it around to move it from one table to another table, and as I did, he walked in, surprised me, and I dropped it.
Oops.
I went, oh Christ. He was not happy at all, and I had to go listen. I basically sort of said to him, look, I'm really sorry I dropped that, I didn't mean it, it was obviously an accident, you surprised me when you were in the room, wasn't expecting it, it'll be fine, don't worry, I tested it again, it was all fine, and we packed it up fine. But he had a right face on, and I felt like saying to him, I've just brought 100 people into your pub and they've all bought beer at £10 a pint, and you're worried about 150 quid PA system, you've made six times that on your profit tonight, you fuckface. But I didn't, because I'm a new, happy, smiley, apologetic...
You've changed.
Karmic man.
It's the new you.
It was brilliant. Anyway, the one thing that pissed me off was that the Ryanair flight both times was on time, so they don't do... They've got something worse. It's like I beat them at their own game, and then how they repaid me was that you'll never beat us, and I just felt like I can't fight the system anymore.
What did they do instead?
Because when they... Oh, it's this big, long rant under easy listening. It's absolutely dreadful.
Yeah.
Absolutely dreadful. It's disgusting. But anyway, I sort of... It was a Pyrrhic victory in the end. You'll have to go back quite a long way in Punky Radio to find out what I'm on about here. But basically, I started a one-man campaign against Ryanair, which led to other people complaining about them as well, and then getting rid of something that was my suggestion, and I beat Ryanair, and then they replaced it with something worse, and I was like, why did I bother? And that's the problem when you try and fight the man.
They get you, don't they? You always get you in the end.
Every time. You can't win, you know, it's soul-destroying. Anyway, something to cheer you up. Mm-hmm. Let's play another song, shall we?
Okay.
Brilliant. Cherry Popping Daddies. I've told you a little bit about them before. We've played one or two tracks by them before. They're West Coast American sort of big band, ironic lyrics. I hope I'm not being unfriendly saying that, because I don't mean it like that. They're actually, the lyrics are brilliant, and they do big band stuff, but with a sinister edge, if you see what I mean. And I'm actually going to play you quite a slow track off their latest album now, which I think is called Black Soul, is it? I can't remember what it's called now. Anyway, it's a great, good fun album with some really great songs in it. I also noticed they've got a load of videos that you can look at by going to their website as well. Their website is
cherrypoppingdaddies.com.
Daddies.com, daddies.com. I bet Daddy Sauce were furious. Imagine that. So what do you mean we can't have daddies? No, it goes through to this big band in the States with really dodgy lyrics. Anyway, it does. Pulling in instead 3, Tony 1. Stay tuned for TVI after this. These are two cracking songs in a row now. You'll enjoy them both. This is Huffin' Muggles.
My yarbles on a plate, two sickos from, I'm sure, the Garden State. They know this big slut got no ka-ching. If she don't get loose, she can't do a thing. Cough medicine to share. Do you know that foxy moron from the stairs? Can you not curb your schadenfreude glee? He's all woman, as you twats can plainly see. Every day there's a stray hat child in the city come to claim all the ways and the taste of the witty and urbane. Take a seat on the John, let him take glamour pictures in the heat, skunky fog, in the sequins, it itches, Salaman. Don't make a face. Chocolate dandy welterweights and Viper Jive Victrola 78s. It's White Slave starting Maria Montez. Let's wow 'em, Herculesa. Oops, you dropped your fez. Every day there's a stray hat child in the city come to claim all the ways and the taste of the witty and urbane. Over time, little lamb, you'll burn like a tiger. But for now, Cleopatra the anvil's still forming you.
Oh, Huffin' Muggles.
Huffin' Muggles, yeah. Huffin' Muggles, yeah. Huffin' Muggles, yeah.
Busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
I live in a town that became a rich and ragged region. I died to the head of my wrist too. I'm a nice slave, I'm a tool. I'm too, I'm too, I'm too, I'm too, I'm too, I'm too.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was TVI all the way from Sweden, a track called I'm a Tool off their latest album. TVI, great value. They have about 35 songs in each hour they bring out, because they're only about maybe a minute and a half long. But I'm a Tool, I thought was particularly good and really enjoyed it. We played quite a few of this album, we'll play quite a few more. They've got enough. Check them out via their website, which is
TVI.com.
TVI.se.
Oh, Sweden.
TVI.se. Poorly being the internet. For Tony One, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club, and another cracking rendition of our theme song, You Can't Do Any Better.
No, you can't. Well, you can't. You haven't proved
it. Anyway. Not possible. It's all it was last week. A bit different this week. There's on Friday night, there's a private event that you have to be invited to. And then on Sunday night, there's an open mic night. So I'm going to do Wednesday, Saturday and Tuesday on randomness. Bike. Yes.
So right, here we go then.
So this Wednesday, the 1st October, technically tomorrow, The Fallen Leaves, The Transients, Wandle Delta Stompers, Ben Cockett, and a late set from Long Tall Mick.
Ooh.
It's a London calling night.
They're on a Wednesday?
On a Wednesday, they're calling it Minimum R&B.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
So, Wednesday night, London calling. How much do you think?
It's London calling, I'm going £6.
It is £6. Saturday night, Tempest Frey, Maldito, No Rest, Out of Luck, and Split Knuckle. It's Eruption Records night.
It is, isn't it?
Of course it is. Need I say any more?
That's going to be brutal.
Brutal, yeah, it'll be brutally frank, frankly brutal.
It'll be frankly brutal.
Yeah.
It'll be frankly brutal, was that what you said?
Yeah.
Be frankly brutal. £6.
It is £6, yeah.
Very good.
And finally, the next Tuesday, Jameson J, George Ogilvy.
Ogilvy,
that's the one.
I think you made that more difficult than it needed to be.
I certainly did. Don't know why. And a special guest. Who knows who the specialist might be? Tuesday night. How much do you think?
Oh man, fiver.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice work. 665 right across the road and on the beach, seeing straight into his kitchen window. I wonder what
was
the church
was. Quite as random as I thought, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm. Right. I think I did pretty well there.
You did.
And that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
And now a band we played a fortnight ago that I frankly can't remember anything about, other than the fact that I was going through the music we played recently and thought I'd revisit their tracks and play them again, and just thought this one's brilliant, we're playing it right now. So my apologies to White Ape that I don't have more information about you at my disposal. It's my own fault. I should have looked at your Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/WhiteApe.
Facebook.com/White8Band. Boarded in step 5, Tony One. And this is the quite brilliant The Rising Tide.
Institution. We don't believe in what I.
Night of the Brown Hole.
That's great.
Excellent.
You're listening to Sandwichy Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
No, not really. Waiting for some builders to come round to inspect a rather suspicious looking damp patch before we pull up the living room floor and get that done in about 4 weeks' time. So
I've got a rather suspicious looking damp patch.
I hate rather suspicious looking damp patches.
I love them.
What are you up to?
I've got my shows in Bulldog Kitchen and Letchworth. You'll notice I say that in different order now this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday night in Bulldog features... these are my stand-up comedy shows, by the way. Thursday night in Bulldog features Andrew Bird, supported by Ben Briggs and Sarah Mills. It's going to be really good. Friday and Saturday in Hitchin and Letchworth feature Andrew Bird again with Ian Stone, who's a really good mate of mine and is now a sports presenter as well as a stand-up comic. And you can often see him on BT Sports, should you have that station. It's going to be really, really good fun. You can find out all about them at lastminutecomedy.com, and I'll be hosting them, and I'm really, really looking forward to them. I'm also looking forward to something I'm doing on Sunday, Tony, which is I'm going and doing the Birmingham Comedy Festival.
Okay.
I'm part of an all-dayer in a bar called, I think, Cherry Reds, and I'm on at 8:30 doing the medieval show that I did at Edinburgh.
Oh, excellent. Is that your first time you're doing that after Edinburgh?
Outside of Edinburgh, since it's happened, yeah. So I haven't performed it in a month. It's only a fiver to get into that show, and it's part of an all-dayer, and some of the shows are free. So you can really make a day of it in that venue. If you type in Birmingham Comedy Festival into Google, you'll find out the rest. And I'm really looking forward to it. It should be, hopefully, fingers crossed, a really good weekend.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I like Birmingham. Surprisingly
alternative.
We've talked about this before, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do like Birmingham?
I do.
You've ruined my intro to the next
time. Sorry. What were you going to say?
No, that's alternatively. Alternatively, horseshit. Listen to 50-foot combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm such a child, aren't I? Who do I think I am? You ruined my intro. After all the times I've talked over you, I do apologise. That was MFC Chicken and a track called Horse Shit from their latest album, Solid Gravy. Another brilliant album, another brilliant live band. I've had the pleasure of seeing them on a number of occasions. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/MFC Chicken.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B on the internet 5, and that was horse shit. Also, I've just seen an advert for Corsadil. You know the mouthwash Corsadil? It's the quite It's the quite medical mouthwash corset, isn't it? It's quite a strong one. Right. And I've just seen an advert on it in the background. I've got the TV on mute waiting for the football to start. And it just says Corsadil for people whose mouths bleed when they brush.
Oh, gosh.
We saw that last night. I was just thinking, it's not the best tagline, is it? It's not like they're great, is it? Yeah. For people who bleed.
Yeah, for people who bleed. Right. Yeah, cheers for that, of course. I mean, they're right, of course, and I do recommend everybody uses mouthwash, which I started using younger. Oh, I wish I looked after me teeth, because my gums are knackered. Any load up, I use it now. Not Corsadil, stains them. You're not supposed to use Corsadil for very long. Your dentist will tell you that. They say if you resort to Corsadil, only have one lot of it and then use another mouthwash afterwards, because otherwise it stains your teeth.
I was using Proloxone. I think that's got a very similar usage, although my dentist just said just keep using it. So it might be because my dentist, as aforementioned, is a bit of a sadist.
Yeah, and then on the way out, they give you a complimentary toffee. That's the problem with dentists. Any road up. Have you got a twat?
No.
You wanker. Perhaps you'd like to talk us through your lack of twatage.
Yes. Yes, please do, Emo. But ask us questions. We had quite a good recent couple of weeks where a few twats come in, and we've had to come up with a couple ourselves. We even twatted the whole country last week. A lot of people in it, just the country.
We did, yeah.
So, as you see, it can be anyone or anything. Do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Dead simple. Been doing this feature for years. We've got to keep doing it for more if you put you have to email it. So, do email me your twats.
Yeah. Well, I'm amazed we don't get more twat.
Especially considering how many twats there are in the world. It really is.
It's quite outrageous. Anyway, can't make it happen, can we?
Can't.
So, Tony, what are you going to do instead, mate?
I'm probably going to revert to some kind of default setting and start talking about iTunes. Hey, have you voted for... have you reviewed this iTunes lately? If not, why not? It would be nice to read some of these out in a couple of weeks. I think we have got a couple that are waiting. So if you do, reviewers, we'll read them out in the next 2-3 weeks. Go to punkyradio.com. There's an iTunes link. Hit that. Reviewers, 5 stars only, obviously. Read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature on the show. Barely mention iTunes. We do mention it on the preview every week, but always forget to mention it on the show.
Yeah, and it's a great time to be getting alternative music onto iTunes to stop the U2 horror.
Exactly.
You should be listening to Punky Radio and leaving iTunes reviews, or you'll get more U2-age in your box. And no one wants U2-age in their box, do they? Imagine that. Imagine waking up and finding out there was a bit of The Edge inside you.
Painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That. No, Mum, I'd like you to call me The Edge from now on.
Penis.
Alright, so... would you like a cup of tea, The Edge? Anyway, ridiculous one. But I don't mind the back two.
No?
I haven't got a problem with the back two.
Adam and Larry.
I haven't got a problem with Larry and Ken. Oh, Adam, yeah.
Is it Adam?
Yeah, you need both of them. I ain't got a problem with them. They're all right. You know, they just do what they're told, don't they, really?
Yeah, they just turn up, clock in.
They do turn up, clock in, beat out a decent rhythm section, piss off home again.
Yeah.
Stay out of the limelight. They don't even have to shave every day, do they? You know, they're all right.
No fancy different names with them. No.
Nah. What's your name, Larry? What's your name, Adam? What's your name, Bono? What's your name, The Edge? Oh, come on! Why can't we have a Gary and a Jake? What are their real names? Do we know?
Bono's Paul, isn't it?
Paul. Oh, yeah, he's Paul something, yeah.
I don't know what The Edge is. I was trying to think.
Which is a fantastic name. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly.
I think The Edge's real name is Wendy. That would be great. What's your name? Wendy. Really? Because you look like an Edge. I would like to get hold of Bono, and I'd like to pull him from reverse right the way through his guitar player from bottom to mouth, so that when he came out the other side, I could say, I've just dragged you through The Edge backwards. Let's play the last track. There's a joke I should have done at the start, and we'll probably never do again. Last band we're playing this week, a band called Officer Down. Again, we've played them before. What is this? Hardcore ska punk? Is that what we're calling it?
I think it was, yes.
100 mile an hour. It's 100 mile an hour punk rock. And it is quite ska punky. And they've come via TNS. That's not Skanking Records. Hello, Trevor at TNS. And hello to Officer Down. Thanks for sending us the latest album through. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/OfficerDown.
Facebook.com/OfficerDown. UK, probably be internet 6, Tony 2. It's a thrashing. This is yet another track from their great new album that you should definitely get hold of. This is Ghost of Blackened Days. That's about it for this week. Oh, you've had a good time. Have you had a good time, Tony?
Well, not always, yes.
I'm really looking forward to hearing this played back. Do you know why?
Why's that?
Because I think the music this week's been really brilliant, and really each track different from the last. And we just, I'm not showing off about our chat. Don't think for one second. I think our chat is worth listening to. But the music this week, absolutely brilliant, and I can't wait to hear it later on. If you do enjoy the show, by the way, maybe you could spread the word a little.
Yes.
And help out, because the more people we get listening to this show, the more people buy the music, the more people keep the bands going and keep alternative music alive. End of my advert. Why don't you just remind people what internet stations carry the show?
Yep, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and finally on Radio Andra, which is at radioandra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. You can find all of them on our website, punkyradio.com, on the syndication page.
I've just noticed how long my fingernails have got on my left hand. I'm tempted to put nail varnish on them, sit on it for a bit and pretend it's somewhere else. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A boog, a boog.